Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and I am so excited to release what I would call a very weighty. It's a timely word. It's one that I haven't just received verbally, but experientially, as increasingly the Lord seems to do that with my life. I go through experiences and then the Lord shows me how that's applicable to what he is saying and what he is doing and what he's releasing from his throne for his very own at this time. And when I say it's timely, we have gone into the month of Sivan, Hebraic month, the Jewish month. That month, Sivan, it means our covering. Oh, the Lord covers us, provides for us, protects us. He is our keeper. It is associated with the tribe of Zebulun, which was known to be quite a business, creative, innovative, very giving tribe within Israel. And Zebulun means desired dwelling. Oh, the Lord desires to dwell in you, to show up, to show off in and through you. And the Lord has great works, wonders to release through his own at this time. And it's the action associated with the month of Sivan, as I said before, just giving you a quick roundup, is walking. Please go back and listen to all of the prophetic significance that comes out in the message I released last time. I will actually include it in the description so that you do not miss it and you do not miss out, because we are increasingly aligning with God's timing. But as I did say last time, the Lord poured into me literally as we were about to go live with that month experientially, and gave me this word. But I knew that I had to bring this separately because it would have been too much to have put in one. So as it is associated, the month of Sivan, I'm not saying that we are containing this word to the month, but I thought, wow, it's interesting. Whenever it is a month that often brings into play that tribe of Zebulun, and prophetically how they were very blessed. They were blessed to be givers. They were blessed in business. I believe the Lord wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So I'm not just speaking financially. I believe this word is for us relationally. It's for our families. It's for churches. It's for our callings, businesses. We need to take his word. I took it. I believe it. I've received it, and I pray you do too, so that you can rise up and you can walk out his word and you can experience it. So the month of Sivan is, and our month of June, what the Lord did in me a couple of weeks or so before I was due to be speaking at it's such an amazing power packed. It was a Limitless breakout conference. Incredible. I give a shout out to Sarah Grande and all the team from Authentic Conversations and Limitless Women who were spearheading that incredible movement, galvanizing of God's guys and God's girls. It was meant to have been a women's conference, but you know, the men, it was sold out, standing room only, and the men did not leave the conference. And when we spoke to them afterwards, different ones were saying that they just wanted to be, that they knew there was gold to glean. They weren't going to miss out on what God was saying, what God was doing. What an honor was given to God's girls. I believe that God is doing a new work in this day. He is raising up his God girls. He's raising up the God guys to come alongside, to move as one, to flow together, to bring that completion. There's no competition. Oh, I honor and I love and I come within my husband, and he honors and he gives and he releases me to be all the Lord has called me to be. And when that is flowing as one from his throne, oh, we're unstoppable, church. I don't know why I said that, but hey, the Lord obviously wants to get that out too today. But before I went to this conference, I woke through the night and the Lord spoke to me from Malachi, a verse that we usually associate with tithes and offerings. But what the Lord said was, prove me now in this, if I will not open the floodgates, the windows of heaven, it says. But I am saying floodgates for a reason, so remember that. The floodgates of heaven, and pour out such a blessing upon you that you will not have room to contain it. And when the Lord said that, I knew it was associated with tithes and offerings, but I had this sense of the Lord is speaking to his own from his throne, those who have been faithful, those who have been true, those who have been waiting on the Lord to move, who have been faith-filled and trusting him, that the Lord is saying, you're ready, it's time. I saw before me a rocket. And with that rocket, we know that a rocket is fire-filled. A rocket, it can go through millions and millions of input in dollars and money to get it to the place it needs to be. Probably millions of man hours. There's no expense and there's no time that is withheld from it. And it's only going to be released and set off whenever there's a confidence that it's going to hit target because of all that goes into it. And I sense the Lord showed me, this was a progressive vision, but showed me that that rocket represents his kingdom kids at this time. It represents the works and wonders that he has placed in us since before the beginning of the world, scripture tells us. It represents those who will be fire-filled and power-packed, fully surrendered to the Lord, who have been through the testing. Oh, a rocket goes through such horrendous trials, and some of what you've been through, it's felt painful. It has been so turbulent, those trials, but they've been necessary because in your brokenness, it's caused the openness to heaven. And the Lord says, I will open the windows of heaven. And the Lord said to me, Christy, you've asked me for windows. This is the Hebraic year 5785. The number 5 represents windows. I was trusting God prophetically, as I've released to you all, for those windows of heaven. I believe that the glass ceiling has been shattered over God's kingdom kids at this time, over God's girls in ministry and in calling. Those who have been contained, you are breaking out. You are breaking through. The Lord is going to cause you to burst forth like a rocket into all that he has for you. Why? So that our lives will give him great glory. If it's not bigger than you, it's not God. So whatever God is asking you to do, trust him. And then the Lord spoke to me with the rocket and he said, I want you to cover the rocket with the blood of Jesus. So I obeyed. I covered that rocket with the blood of Jesus. And now I want you to seal the rocket with the Holy Spirit. I obeyed. I sealed and I covered that rocket with the Holy Spirit. And what the Lord has shown me is he has been getting us ready. There are great works, wonders. What rocket is the Lord calling you to? What great works? What steps of faith is he calling you to? I believe the Lord would say to you today, cover your life. Cover those rockets. Cover those big dreams with the blood. Seal them with the Holy Spirit and then get ready for takeoff. This is preparation time and takeoff is coming. And as the Lord then said, I will open the windows of heaven. You've asked for windows, Christy. I am giving you floodgates. Because as you will see from this prophetic word I'm releasing to you today, I now know that's what it's going to take. But then the Lord also showed me, oh, how much we as his children, we love those words. Oh yes, open the windows of heaven, the floodgates of heaven. Pour out your blessings on me, Lord. And I felt then the Lord show me and I said, oh God, I fell to my knees. I wept in his presence. And I said, Lord, it needs to be two-way. As you open the windows and you say you're opening floodgates over us, that's how much you love us and you long to pour out upon us. Well, Lord, it's two-way. Those windows, those floodgates are open so we can return those rockets to you in glorious praise. We can magnify your name before the eyes of a watching, waiting world as they see kingdom businesses rising out of the darkness, out of the lack, out of all of the restrictions and the containment, rising and shining at this time, all for the glory of one. When they see kingdom finances coming forth in times where others would be declaring that, oh, how can you be doing so well at this time? Well, we're believing in and through the word of the Lord, everything is established. We're going to give great praise and glory to the Lord through strong marriages, strong families, healthy lives, healthy bodies, because the Lord wants his children to rise and shine. He wants us to take him at his word. And so as I saw those rockets and that rocket before me, and I believe the Lord has great works and wonders for you. I believe it's for you, for his children, and that the Lord is going to, as he can trust you, as he opens the windows of heaven above you, that you're not just going to worth it. You're not going to take them selfishly. I repented of all the times where I've earthed and I have selfishly taken those gifts, those blessings of the Lord, whenever he would have me hold my hands open and return them through those windows, those floodgates of heaven to his throne, the only one worthy of it all. One day we will ultimately take our crowns and I will lay mine at the feet of Jesus, the only one worthy. All of the works, all of the wonders are through him that I wouldn't dare touch the glory. Everything he does in my life, every word I speak, I trust in him. He speaks through me. So why would I dare take the praise and the accolade for anything? Let us be conscious in all we say, in all we do, in all we receive, that we will go where he wants us to go. We will do all he wants us to do. We will have all he wants us to have. We will speak all he wants us to speak. And we will be and become all that the Lord wants us to be and become at this time. So that was the rocket that I saw. And then the Lord led me to a very deep place in him. And I sensed that the Lord would say from Proverbs 29, 18, where there is no vision, no revelation, no prophetic word, the people cast off restraints, the people perish, but happy is he, she, who keeps the Lord. That word is often used for the prophetic in scripture. The most popular out of three words in the Old Testament is the word nabi. It means to sow prophetic seeds and reap a harvest of God's declarations, desires, and promises. It means, secondly, to bubble up. It describes one who is stirred up in spirit. Oh, when the Lord stirs me up in spirit, I can't help but preach, teach, prophesy. I can't help but launch into that new business association the Lord would have for me. I can't help but go and do whatever the Lord shows me to do. And I pray that will always be true. When this sense of bubbling is applied to speaking, it becomes to declare, to decree. And so shall it be. It carries God's authority. That's what his prophetic right now word does. Hence, a nabi or a prophet is an announcer, one who pours forth the declarations of God. That's all my life is about. And I pray it will be yours too. I sense that the Lord, where there isn't revelation, God is wanting now in this day, he's bringing fresh vision your way. The Lord would say that he is envisioning. He is empowering and he is enlarging you at this time. I'm going to say that again. The Lord is envisioning. The Lord is empowering and the Lord is enlarging you at this time for his kingdom purpose, for his fullness. He's clothing you with his Holy Spirit. He is releasing his rockets that will hit target, his works, his miraculous wonders through the lives of his church and of his own right now, if you will receive it by the word of the Lord. So break off all restraint, all containment, all doubt, all unbelief, lack mentality. It has no place in the child of God who is going onwards and upwards. I break off today the spirit of delay in Jesus' name and every restriction. Break out. The Lord will break through so you can burst forth into the miraculous new that he has for you. I sense that many of God's children are in stuck. There are three S's the Lord has given me to get out of stuck. One is strategy. God wants to give you that envisioning, that strategy. It's what your purpose is, what it's all about. What is that purpose of the business or the calling or your marriage that God is calling and causing you to rise up in? What is the big picture? And then the structure is the how-to, what you need to organize. It's organizing in order to, thirdly, seize the day. To make it happen, to step up and to step out. Just do it. Strategy, structure, seize the day. The three S keys for getting out of stuck that I'm releasing over God's church, over businesses, over finances, over relationships and marriages, over careers today in Jesus' mighty name. In Ezra 10 verse 4, we read, "Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it." I sense the Lord saying, whatever the Lord is telling you to do, just do it. Don't delay. There are more with you than against you. You've got all of the host of angels on your side. What are you doing down there, child of God? You're getting up. It's time to wake up, to arise and shine and take responsibility, as Ezra 10 verse 4 tells us. Your response to God's ability. What is your response today? It requires God's word is proactive. It is progressive. It requires action. It's faith is a verb. It's not a noun. It's not just a name. It's not just something we plaster across our lives or across the church and call ourselves people of faith. No, it's more than a noun. It's a verb. It's movement. It's action. It's releasing. And it's going to release rockets. Resource is going to release mighty works and wonders on the earth at this time. Let's not earth the works of God, but let's release God's works and wonders through us. Your obedience and your allegiance is to one. Don't be a man pleaser and don't be a man fearer in Jesus' name. I'm breaking that off you today by the word of the Lord. Courage is not a feeling, but it's an action. It's doing the right thing, afraid sometimes initially, because we are not people who depend on our feelings, but on our faith in God, and we move forward. If you have to do it afraid, then do it and watch that glass ceiling break forth before you. Fear breaks off you and cannot contain you and hold you back, but instead you will launch into mighty works and wonders, fueled by faith, fire-filled at this time. It's getting up sometimes close and personal with your enemy. We never war against personalities, but principalities and powers. It's getting up close and personal sometimes with that enemy, fear, doubt, restriction, containment, and it's looking it square in the eyes, defying every lie. And it's going free into the glorious future that the Lord has before you and me. It's putting evil in its place, which means dethroning, disarming, overthrowing darkness, because the light of Christ has come. He has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and he has repositioned us in his kingdom of light. So rise and shine bright. Exercise his authority. Dispossess and possess. It's time to dispossess all the strongholds that have been taking possession of your life, of your home, of your family, all that's been trying to have a strong grip and a stronghold of your life. It's time to dispossess lies, those feelings of insignificance and inadequacy. It's time to dispossess those wrong thoughts, stinking thinking, and to possess God's word. to possess the Holy Spirit, to possess the fullness of the kingdom of God that has been made available to us. For the kingdom of God is about righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Peace, shalom, complete well-being, wholeness, health. It's goodness, it's power in the Holy Spirit. So let's be possessors of his kingdom and dispossessors of all that this world offers us and all that this world tries to get a stronghold over us at this time. It's God's instructions that we are possessing, his word we are possessing. And what that does is it releases us from burdens and it brings us into blessings. The Lord would say, he is your portion and your cup. He makes your lot secure. Surely the boundary lines have fallen for you in pleasant places. You have a godly inheritance. The boundaries are to keep the enemy out and to keep the blessings in. One declaration I make most days over our family, over our children, if I'm driving in the car, is that the Lord surrounds me, his favour surrounds me as a shield. And also I declare that the walls of the Lord are around me as fire and his glory is within me. That's a boundary of blessing, of increase and of rocket fueling works and wonders that will be released from the earth, which we will send heavenward and will hit target and bring great glory to our King of Kings on the throne. What the Lord spoke to me is he is releasing right now. There's double for your trouble. We've known that. There's sevenfold return. I've preached and ministered on it many's a time. And then there's the hundredfold for all those who give to God in this life and for the next life. The Lord Jesus himself promised those who give up houses, land, anything for his name's sake will receive a hundredfold. And then the Lord, as I've released on Mama of Many before, there's the thousandfold. But what the Lord did, I literally experienced this word. On the day that we were about to go live that evening with the month of Sivan, that month of blessing and of Zebulun and of blessings on business and increase and favour and all that that represents within that tribe of Zebulun prophetically, I received literally a thousandfold blessing. I was in awe. I was humbled. I didn't want or feel like I wanted to accept it. And then the Lord, actually through somebody who really spoke into me and said, you will be withholding that thousandfold blessing. You'll be withholding that from the giver if you don't receive it. Well, I was so blown away, but I sat on my bed and I raised my hands in praise to the Lord again, just surrender in humility and in dependency on my Lord, giving that rocket, giving the blessing back to the Lord. He opened the windows of heaven, those floodgates he poured out upon me, and I wanted to return that as a rocket to him in praise to his throne. And the Lord spoke to me in that moment. And it was as though I was transported. I was there in the very courts of heaven. And just as in Isaiah, we read Isaiah 6, I believe it is, where he was in the presence of the Lord and Isaiah overheard that holy conversation. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. The train of his robe fills the temple. And he heard the conversation of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, where God was saying, oh, who can I send? And Jesus was responding, here I am, Lord, send me. And the Lord's arm brought salvation from self. And we know the fulfillment of that through Christ. Well, I came into this moment where then I could hear the angels. It was as though what I experienced is all of heaven is resounding and the very heartbeat of the angels and all of heaven is to fulfill the desire of our King of Kings, our great Father, our great King upon the throne. All of heaven is resounding for that. And I sense the desire of the Father. The angels were resounding with holy, holy, holy. Release your thousandfold glory. Holy, holy, holy. release your thousandfold glory. Then I understood, wow, that's why it's going to take more than little windows opening, floodgates in this double portion Latter-day Church power shower that is being poured out from his throne upon the earth and upon his own. It's going to take those floodgates of heaven. I then found myself joining with heaven, because we must partner with the call and the cause. And I found myself continually interceding, and my heart was literally birthing this for the earth and for his church at this time, for his kingdom kids, for his kingdom businesses, kingdom finances, for his kingdom kids. Such a sense of the Father's heart in this season. It's time. It's his anointed and appointed time. The time to favor Zion, Israel, his church has come, for those he can entrust all for his glory. Then I heard in my spirit, sow, 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 and reap a thousandfold. There's the double portion. The Lord, holy, 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 release your thousandfold glory. Then we must do our part as the Lord releases. We sow, sow, sow. We reap a thousandfold, and we return it all to the Lord through those floodgates, those open heavens, to those rockets to hit his throne. And we bring glory to his name everywhere we go. Those rockets covered with the blood and sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Lord would say, oh, you've been asking for windows. I'm giving you floodgates in these days. As the Lord releases his thousandfold glory through the floodgates of heaven, may we return all of those rockets of exponential growth, of acceleration, of fire-filled praise to the Ancient of Days. Thousandfold. In Deuteronomy 1 verse 11 we read, may the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you a thousandfold more than you are, and bless you, just as he has promised you. I'm humbled in the presence of his majesty. I already feel in so many ways when this incredible thousandfold blessing came to me that I'd been blessed above and beyond. And then the Lord came and he poured in from this arena to me once again, and I just sense that the Lord would say to you today, will you receive naturally and supernaturally by the word of the Lord? It's going to take all of him, and it's going to take all of you, that our lives will give him that thousandfold praise. Thousandfold blessing has been released. I've received it, I'm releasing it, and I believe we are entering in. For those who will say, yes, Lord, let us take a hold of this word. Let us walk it out in this month where we're to walk out his prophetic word. Prophetic seeds, those prophetic declarations that have come forth, they are going to release, and they're going to bring relief, and they are going to produce a thousandfold upon his church, his children, his Israel, on the earth at this time. Are you ready to pray and receive today? Father, I thank you for this word, exponential growth, exponential favor, exponential blessing, a thousandfold blessing. We take you at your word right now, Lord. We declare, we decree, so shall it be. We call forth a thousandfold from your word, and now may we walk in it. Glass ceilings are being shattered. Lord, I thank you that we're entering your thousandfold zone. That becomes our new floor to rise and to release great rockets of praise to you from, that the world will see and know your release of glory to and through your own, in Jesus' name. I declare, I decree over you, the promise, the blessing given to Moses is yours today too. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you a thousandfold more than you are, and bless you, just as he has promised you. All the blessings of heaven above and earth beneath meet everywhere we place our feet. And I thank you, Lord, for your fire-filled Holy Spirit covering and release. Many mighty rockets in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today.